It's been a beautiful walk in the park, and all of a sudden you look up and there's white plastic bags clinging to the leaves and the twigs on the trees up there and the telephone and power lines. That's what happens if we let plastic bag proliferation get out of control, and pretty much has in every urban area around the country. We are going through them, you know, in a matter of minutes to carry the groceries home, and then they either get thrown out or a few people actually take them down to their local store where they hopefully are getting recycled. But lots of people wonder about that. So some groundbreaking new legislation in San Francisco. It's got to be the greenest city in the land. Another first here. The Board of Supervisors approved groundbreaking legislation this week to outlaw plastic checkout bags at the large supermarkets in about 6 months. This is supposed to go into effect, and large chain pharmacies in about a year. The plastic bag really is a relic of the past. And to find out more about the problem and part of the solution, we're going to check in with our next guest. She is Sharon Rowe of EcoBags. Welcome to the program.
Hello, Betsy. Thank you very much for inviting me.
Sure. You were really ahead of the curve. Back in 1989, you were bugged by all the bags.
Oh, yes, I was. I was living in northern Manhattan, and it was really disturbing to me that there were plastic bags stuck in all the sewers and the trees, same as what you just said. And I was just disgusted by it, and I decided that I was going to stop bringing plastic, taking plastic, using plastic. And so I sort of set off on a personal journey, which then turned into a business, and then for a long time was pushing a large rock up a hill, and now we're just running as fast as we can to keep up with the rock.
I know that feeling.
Yeah.
5,000 bags that you originally had sold much faster than you expected, so you reordered another 5,000, but things are really taking off now because that was, after all, some years ago.
Oh, yeah. Well, in 1989, I believe it was 1990, we did the Earth Day in Manhattan on 6th Avenue. We blew through 5,000 bags in about three to four hours. We had no idea that we were on the tip of something really big until that day. And then we immediately set out to reorder the bags and then started knocking on the doors of retailers, hooked up immediately with a very progressive crowd in the natural foods industry. And that's where we sort of started taking our baby steps. And really, it was always a product that we wanted to get in people's hands, but it's the concept that we wanted to get into people's hands. Mm. So this is a first start in terms of reducing our overall plastic waste and then overall waste in the United States.
And, of course, plastic does come from oil, and if we're running out of it, that's just one thing we don't have to use it for. Now, you started out with the classic string bag, but, boy, the eco bag has evolved to, you know, being all kinds of cloth, organic, hemp materials, beautiful colors, not just your brand, but, all of them out there. There's even more green bag cloth green bag companies,
yeah.
One called Green Bag, and that's,
well,
that's
we
part
were
of it, making it easily accessible and making it attractive.
Exactly, yeah. We were completely customer-driven, too, for a long while. We started out with the string bags because I personally thought they were fabulous because they can go in a pocket or purse and then expand.
Like the Europeans
carry
do.
Home.
That's what the Europeans take down to their market.
Yeah, exactly. Well, that's
still
what they used to take before they got introduced to plastic bags. Now they're going back to cloth bags. You know, the fillet, which is the string bag, is from France. The avoska is what they call it in Russia. And every European country had something that was similar. But as our customers asked us for more and different kinds of bags, we were like, okay, we can do that. And of course, we started pushing the envelope on the materials. You know, first we started with just a natural cotton. Then we pretty much over the course of 3 or 4 years started incorporating certified organic cotton, then hemp. Now we're doing a lot of stuff with reclaimed cotton, which is basically the cotton scraps that are picked off the floor, in order to make bags that were not only suitable for bringing home groceries, but there was a connection to the concept of bring your own bag. It was made in some sort of sustainable manner. And then to add to that piece, from the very beginning, we've always been fair wage and trade. So it were a lot of concepts layered into one little bag, but we think that it's an introduction to this whole idea of making a connection with what you're doing on a daily basis. And one of those things is not bringing or taking a plastic bag.
Thinking outside of the box for a better bag.
Yeah. I mean, why take something if you're just going to throw it away?
Exactly. Well, my pet peeve is this, but also wire hangers from the dry cleaners. Why throw those away? Because I carried home something clean.
And you can extend it, too. I mean, if you're bringing a cloth bag to the store, and the message has always been, you know, reduce, reuse, recycle, with a big circle around reuse, why would you want to fill up your cloth bag with completely overpackaged foods? But that's the next step.
And just to show you how many plastic bags we're talking about, and San Francisco has just compiled all these statistics with this effort, which is now successfully passed, they estimate about 180 million plastic bags are distributed to shoppers every year in San Francisco. And
wow.
We're not even talking about brown paper bags. We want to talk about that next.
Yeah. Well, what I have on plastic bags is I have a statistics that was pulled off the web for 90 billion plastic bags are used per year in the United States, which I broke that down to 320 bags per person times four people in a family. So you're winding up with 1,280 bags. That means you're going through 3 to 4 bags every day.
And paper's not...
Just throwing them away.
And paper is not necessarily much better ecologically for obvious reasons. Comes from trees. Cloth is the answer. But tell us about if there are any pluses and minuses comparison for paper.
You know what? Again, it's the amount of energy that's used to produce something. It's the amount of energy that's used to recycle something. It's the amount of energy over and over and over again. You sort of have to stack everything against, and all these surveys come out with reusability, something that you can create in the most sustainable manner possible, and then you can reuse it the most number of times, and it has multiple purposes. That will always come out ahead.
Now, a lot of the opposition has come from the Grocery Manufacturers Association. I just want to read this quote to show you, I think, how ridiculous this is, this opposition. We're disappointed that the Board of Supervisors is going down this path. That's according to Kristen Power. She's the association's vice president for government relations. She says it will frustrate recycling efforts and will increase both consumer and retailer costs. There's also a real concern about the availability and quality of compostable bags. What do you say to that?
You know, I don't know. I think there's always going to be objections to something new. Change is hard. I know, though, that when you bring your own bag to the store, whether it's Echo bags or you're just bringing any old bag you've had, somebody will look at you and say, why are you doing that? And it starts a conversation that's a lot larger than just bringing your own bag to the store. As far as people who don't have the means to get bags, I think we can work that out. There's going to be a lot of giveaways because, you know, putting someone's name on a bag is a great marketing opportunity. So I think little by little, the bags will get out into the community. In terms of compostable, that's really up to what kind of bags are being used or reused. I have personally, you know, of course, I'm the bag lady, but I have bags that I've had up, you know, for 8 to 10 years that I'm still using, and it's the same bag.
That's amazing. And
so it's not in some landfill somewhere waiting for sunlight to shine on it, to break down, to become whatever.
Look what a great deal that sponsor is getting. Their logo is on the outside of a bag that will be around for 10 years.
Yeah.
Pretty good bang for your buck.
Yeah, and it extends, and it goes into all sorts of places. It goes to the grocery store, it goes to the gym, it goes to the beach, you know, whatever. And that bag gets used 100 times over for all sorts of things. And you know, that brings me to the point that the bags are for shopping, yes, when you go for your big shops. But how about when you just go into a store to pick up two things? You just need flour and sugar.
Exactly. Or I carry a big purse, and I often just put it right in there if I just have one or two items.
Yeah. And here I am. You know, I'm the CEO of Echo Bags, but I'm saying, you know, when somebody tries to hand you a bag for one item, say, I don't need a bag.
And, of course, going all those places, they get dirty, but you can throw them in the washing machine.
You can wash them. Yes, you can. And if you get the black ones, I guess they can last a lot longer because then you don't have to worry about that.
Okay, so I think the biggest challenge, well, first of all, is awareness. We're starting to see a breakthrough there. And then the next is just getting those cloth bags and then remembering to bring them put them back in the car after you empty the groceries and bring them into the store with you.
Right, and that's the biggest challenge. I think that's the one thing that people have said to me the most. In order to create change in your life, you basically have to break old habits and create a new practice. And the reason I use the word practice is because you have to do it over and over again until it becomes something that you do mindlessly. And part of that is having enough of them around. So if you always keep bags in your car, they'll always be there. If you always have that doorknob that you hang them on, they'll always be there. If you always have one in your purse, that's what the net bags are great for, the Echo bags. It will always be there. It's like exercise. You can't expect yourself to go out and run 1 mile the first day, and then, you know, for the rest of your life, you're going to run a mile and you're going to improve on your time. It's one step that you can take. And if you understand that you're not perfect, one day you forget it, you forgot it. The next day you'll remember because the day before you remembered that you forgot it. And you can build on that.
I totally agree. I think that you've got the exact right approach, and we just have to, it's conditioning. And just like for most of us, I hope recycling is, you know, a no-brainer. You do it automatically. You know, we had a compost pile in the house that we moved from last year. Mm-hmm. I got so used to, you know, putting everything in there. We had lemon trees. A rind is a terrible thing to waste. And yet that's what I have to do now. We don't have a compost bin set up in the new place yet. And it's painful for me to throw away food because it's just become a habit to compost it. So
that's right. It's just the practice that you take on. And as soon as you get into that rhythm, then you're in a really good place. There's a ramp up, you know, for everybody.
Mm-hmm. So what do you see happening next in your greenest of dreams? As far as other cities picking this up, other areas following San Francisco's footsteps in our last minute.
Well, I mean, come on. We've got San Francisco. We've got Paris. I would love New York to adopt something like this. It's where I live, of course. You know, there's places like in Ireland where they have a plastic tax. You know, all the money that is wasted on cleaning up the garbage and all the efforts to get rid of the plastic bags, if that could be reverted back to, you know, greening the parks, you know, putting it back into things that are positive, I think – you know, this little baby step, which is very big in San Francisco, but baby steps for people, bring your own bag is going to be the first step towards doing many, many more green things that everybody can do.
Okay, and we'll put a link up on our site to you so our listeners can find out where they can get their eco
bag. Oh, that would be wonderful, yeah.
Thanks so much, Sharon Rowe.
Thank you so much.
Congratulations on your success. Your success is all of our success.